everybody, to the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I am Pastor John McClain once again, and I am here with, this is my favorite part to do every single show, I'm here with the superintendent of Tucson International Academy, the author of the book Making College Come True, and the host of this illustrious show, Making College Come True radio show. Her name is Dr. Jennifer Herrera. Dr. Jennifer Herrera, if you want to be.
Welcome to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Welcome, everybody, to the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I am Pastor John McClain once again, and I am here with, this is my favorite part to do every single show, I'm here with the superintendent of Tucson International Academy, the author of the book Making College Come True, and the host of this illustrious show, Making College Come True radio show. Her name is Dr. Jennifer Herrera. Dr. Jennifer Herrera, if you want to be funky with it, and we call her Dr. J.
Yay, good to be here. Woohoo!
Absolutely. You ready to do another amazing show?
Oh, yes. Can't wait.
Yeah, you know it. And I wish you guys could be in the studio with me and Dr. J, because she just always has this smile that just fills the room. So I'm glad I could absorb that energy for this show today. And we have some pretty awesome guests in studio with us today.
Oh, yes, we do. We're loaded today.
Oh, yeah. We got this is action-packed. I'm actually jealous for the people at home listening, because that they don't get to be here. But we have Mr. Dr. Marshall, Dr. Tim Marshall in studio with us to... He was on the Common Good radio show a little while ago, so I'm excited for the noise that he's going to bring to this show on definitely how he made college come true in his life, as well as what he did with that. So I'm excited to hear that happen. And we have, I think, a fan favorite in the house, where we have Mama and Papa Goose.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, in here looking just flavorful. I mean, they just, I wish, I'm jealous. I'm jealous for us, because this is a radio show. So you guys don't get to see what we get to see. And they came definitely to please the eyeballs. And if I was a little kid, I know I'd be wanting an autograph right now.
Yes.
So those that are listening, we got a great show for you today, but let's go ahead and get it started by welcoming Dr. Marshall for joining us on the Making College Come True radio show.
Yeah, thank you for having me, John.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I guess, just like kind of we do every time we have you on, explain to us, what is North Star Hyperbaric and North Star Neurology, where your office is located at?
So North Star Neurology is a holistic functional medicine clinic. So we basically treat the root cause of what's going on. So our goal is to get to the root cause of why people are having whatever symptoms they're having. So whatever is ailing someone, it's not usually due to a medication deficiency. It's usually due to some nutrient deficiency or some toxicity or some injury or something like that. And so we like to get to the root cause.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. So what's your part within North Star Neurology? I think that's kind of the only thing I haven't mentioned is, what is your part?
So I'm basically a nutritional supplement specialist, medication specialist.
Okay.
I'm a neuropharmacologist, nutritional biochemist. I know it sounds like a lot, it's like a mouthful.
Yeah, don't ask me to spell it, that's
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. So I'm looking at a person's, blood work. I'm looking at different factors like toxicity, if they've had any toxic metal exposure, and just trying to figure out ways in which to get them to heal and feel better. And because healing is impaired by nutritional deficiencies and toxicity, and so we're always looking for that.
Okay, so I definitely this being the Making College Come True show, and I think we touched on it a little bit on the Common Good radio show, but what inspired you to pursue a degree in, I'm going to try to say this appropriately, neuropharmacology?
Okay. Well, it started when I was really young. So I got started on the journey to health and wellness when I was like very young, so 11 or 12 years old. And it was due to my own, I had some health issues as a child. And so I was just very obsessed and passionate about trying to figure it out. And that basically carried me to a degree in biochemistry. Then I got my master's in medicinal chemistry, organic chemistry. And then I went on to get my doctorate in neuropharmacology. So it was sort of like, I just feel like God, the force of good in nature kind of led me through this in my life, that it was sort of guided, you know, in the path that I've taken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And something we didn't talk about much on our show, but I think it'd be interesting to kind of unfurl. It's like, what was that experience like? You know, not only getting your PhD, but just the experience of going through college in the first place. Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work. I loved it. I love college. So I spent 13 years at the U of A. So I did my undergrad, my master's, my doctorate there. Mm-hmm. And I loved every minute of it. I taught.
You attended U of A.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
U of A.
Yeah, I loved it there. Mm-hmm. And I taught during my master's. So I taught for 4 years, labs and lecture, discussion sections.
Mm-hmm.
So I taught like biochemistry labs, organic chemistry, general chemistry labs. That was for 4 years during my master's. And I just really enjoyed it. But I mean, it's a lot of work. There's no question. It's a lot of work, but it's also a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just going to say, like, one thing I would want to point out is how one degree, you were working in one degree and then you saw another area that maybe even narrowed it more. Mm-hmm. So you went and got another degree that more specialized, and then you saw another path that would get you to like an even more specific task. So
yeah.
I just want to make the point that college degrees actually open you up to more and more opportunities.
Mm-hmm. They definitely do. And I got some advice later on, not early on, but later on, was that, you know, if you really want to excel in an area, you need to specialize. Mm-hmm. You know, the jack of all trades is fantastic and you need to have diversification, but it's specialization that leads to greater, like, you know, financial support, a lot of different things. There's a lot of different things because people are looking for specialists these days. And you'll hit a ceiling really fast as far as your financial ceiling. You'll hit very, very quickly if you diversify and you don't specialize. And that's something to keep in mind because student loans are expensive. Right? Yes. And so, I mean, I walked away with over 100,000 student loans. And to pay those off, you need to be making enough money. You know, so that's something to consider is specialization lends itself to, you know, greater salaries and
A thing I thought was interesting is you're talking about how you were teaching for a while. How is that in comparison to now, you know, now how you practice?
Okay, so when I was teaching, I taught for over 16 years. I love teaching. It's a lot of work. It's like the Peace Corps. It's the toughest job you'll ever love sort of thing. And so I think it's incredible. But, you know, I think the universe just kind of guided me into greater, like, you know, doing what I'm doing right now is seeing patients. And I felt like when I was teaching, you know, my audience was large. So I was able to reach a lot of people when I was teaching as far as getting them information. So I felt like I could help a lot of people when I was teaching. But now the work I'm doing, I think I feel very, it's the same way, but it's just I'm working more one-on-one. And then I have the opportunity like radio shows where I get, you know, a large audience where then I can share information. Because I think what it's about is just sharing information. You know, when you go to school, when you get specialized, when you gain information, then you have to give back and share, you know, like what you've done to basically help your life and to bring you to a better place, which is what we all want.
That's right.
Nice.
Yeah, the contribution you get to make too becomes more and more specific, and it's just so rewarding because you can certainly put your finger on it. Sometimes I think I hear a lot of people out there say what they don't enjoy about, you know, having to work and to bring money home to pay all the bills is they don't enjoy the fact that going where they have to go to get that money is a drudgery and it feels worthless, it feels mindless, there's no joy in it, and it's just a burden.
Exactly.
And I mean, if you do go to college, you have a chance to see what kinds of careers are out there. And not only careers, but careers that are going to answer the question, how can I make a difference?
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KBOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
Welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. And man, we're having fun in here in this studio for sure.
Yeah.
I'm Pastor John McClain with the one and only Dr. J, as they know
Dr.
her
J.
out there in them streets in Tucson, Arizona. And they know her as Dr. Jennifer Herrera among the board offices. But we have an awesome group of people in the studio with us. We are in the middle of talking with Dr. Tim Marshall of North Star Neurology and North Star Hyperbaric. And then we have Mama and Papa Goose over there just hanging out on the side, just kind of taking in all this good information Dr. Marshall's given to us. And we thank you once again, Dr. Marshall, for being here in studio with us.
I love it.
We're just having too much fun, aren't we? Yeah, this should be legal. Absolutely. So definitely on the Common Good Radio show, when we had you on the show, you talked a little bit about the different products that you created.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if the listeners weren't already impressed by you, let's make them super impressed and tell us a little bit about these products that you've created and how they can help them.
Yeah, I have some products that contain organic hemp oil, two different forms of organic magnesium, which work together synergistically, and the products that are basically designed to improve mood, focus, immunity, reduce stress, and reduce inflammation. So there's five different products. They're on Amazon right now, and they're called Hemp Mag. So hemp, like hemp oil, and magnesium, so Hemp Mag.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have five different products: focus, mood, calm, cool down, and super immunity.
Hmm.
And the super immunity is our flagship supplement because it's got pretty much everything in it: vitamin A, C, D, E, zinc, selenium, all the nutrients that you need for a strong immune system, and antiviral protection. So vitamin D is critical. So if you're not already taking vitamin D, you need to be taking vitamin D because that is like the number one antiviral nutrient that most people are low in.
Hmm. Wow. Interesting. So, so I guess kind of like in line with what we're asking, you know, what inspired you to go to college? What inspired you to do this line of products?
Basically, my goal has been high performance. So starting out in sports and school when I was young, I basically wanted to do anything, you know, dietarily, supplement-wise, that would basically maximize my performance in school and sports.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got started in supplements when I was like 11 or 12.
Mm.
And it had to do partly with some chronic health issues, but also wanting to optimize my performance in school and sports. And I just became a guinea pig.
Mm-hmm.
I was just trying out every different thing, vitamins, minerals, and that led me to a degree in biochemistry. And then all of it sort of just kind of fell into place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So like what kind of advance did you see? Like was there a breakthrough moment when you were trying all these things?
Oh yeah. So I think, I mean, the whole thing is this: everyone wants to feel good, wants to function better. And if you're not feeling good, you have to ask yourself, why? Is it because you're low in some nutrient or that you have some toxin that you're holding on to that your body hasn't gotten rid of?
Mm-hmm.
So any kind of sickness, any chronic sickness, well, it's depression, what have you, has some sort of toxicity or deficiency component to it. And that's something that I became aware of early on, that, you know, chronic conditions they're basically due to some nutrient deficiency or some toxicity or both. And really, it's the person that needs to then look for that, because most doctors aren't. They're not looking for it. They just want to put a medication on a symptom. And that's where we're different at North Star Neurology, is we want to figure out what is driving whatever is causing your health issues.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I guess kind of to lead to the next question, what would you say with your average patient, or, you know, with with the bulk of the patients you see is like the largest deficiency among your average person?
That would be vitamin D deficiency. Even though we're in a state that receives a lot of sunlight, vitamin D deficiency is huge because of sunscreen use, jumping in the pool after you've been out in the sun, which washes off the vitamin D. So if you shower or you jump in a swimming pool after you've been exposed to the sun, you actually wash off the vitamin D that's produced in your skin. So vitamin D deficiency is rampant. And that is a key factor in getting flus and viral infections, is the deficiency weakens your immune system. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people that are really dying from COVID right now are severely vitamin D deficient. Mm-hmm. So you need to make sure you get your vitamin D level checked. Every 6 months would be ideal, but every year would be, you know, the minimum. And it needs to be at least around 40 to 50 nanograms per mil. So 40 to 50 nanograms per mil is like the minimum to make sure your immune system is functioning optimally.
I guess it kind of like brings another thing that just like popped in my mind. I think we discussed it also before in the Comic Radio Show. Before meeting you, and you are my nutritionist, but before you meeting you, I never considered even having a nutritionist. Are there other things that we should consider, you know, like that? Like, is there, not only should we probably consider seeing a nutritionist, but should we consider seeing, you know, X, Y, or Z? Like, what are some of the other kind of like gaps that your average person has in their life? Because I'm 37 years old and I haven't seen a nutritionist up until now, and I feel like I should have seen him when I was 5 years old.
I think that's probably true for a lot of people, is that, you know, there's holes in our diet where we need extra nutrients. Like, some people, they need extra zinc because they're vegan or vegetarian. They need extra zinc or iron, you know. So it depends on what your nutritional needs are, what your ancestry is. There's a lot of different things that play into it, but I remember seeing this meme, like, you know, a few months ago, and it said the six best doctors are, you know, like sunlight, sleep, you know, healthy diet, laughter, all those things. So you have to also look at the normal stuff. So many people can complicate things, you know. We're good at complicating things as humans, right? And so just getting enough sleep at night, eating healthy, you know, exercising, staying away from excess sugar, and, you know, managing your stress, I mean, these are huge as far as keeping you healthy and strong and keeping your immune system strong. And, you know, get out in the sun. You know, sunlight is incredible. It's so healing. And you don't need sunscreen all the time. You know, that's just marketing. You don't need sunscreen all the time.
Yeah, I imagine, I guess, kind of based off that, sunscreen is just preventing you from building some level of immunity to the sun and kind of strengthening.
Yeah. That's right. Exactly. And so we know that there's even sunscreens, chemical sunscreens, that are cancer-inducing, one of which is oxybenzone, which was banned in the UK, but it's still used in the United States. So there are sunscreen agents that are actually carcinogenic that actually get activated when you go out in the sun. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. So you need to do your research. Please do your research. Do not rely on the media for all your information. You got to do independent research, you know, get independent sources for your information.
Awesome. So I guess before we jump out of here with you, it's been great having you on the show. What are ways that people can connect with you, whether they want to, you know, see you as a nutritionist, or if people are interested in getting some of your products that you have out there?
Yeah. So my website is dr-marshall.com. So dr-marshall.com. My phone number, if you want to make an appointment, is 520-370-6044. So that's 520-370-6044. Or you can just look me up on North Star Neurology. You can set up an appointment through North Star Neurology. That works too.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And that's how to get a hold of them. That's pretty cool. And I like, you guys constantly have me feeling so smart having all these doctors in the room with me. But thank you once again, Dr. Marshall, for coming on the show with us.
Always
sharing
my pleasure.
Knowledge.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure, John.
Yeah. And those that are out there, just certainly, you know, go on Facebook, go online and find North Star Neurology, North Star Hyperbaric, Dr. Marshall, Dr. Hendricks. They're some amazing people. Certainly, if you have, you know, health issues in your life, or even if you don't have health issues in your life, like you've seen, consider them. At least go up there, get a consultation, and, you know, get a checkup for them, and see if you're eating right, and see if your nutrients are where they need to be. And again, thank you, Dr. Marshall, for coming on. This is the Making College Come True Radio Show. brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I am offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at ibelieveinmyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to ibelieveinmyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
Pastor John McClain here with one of my favorite people in the world. Actually, I think it's safe to say my favorite doctor.
Yes, there you go.
Absolutely.
I can do that.
Dr. J in the house. Absolutely.
Yay, thank you.
Yeah, and we'll let you take the show over because we got like some of your bosom buddies in the house.
Oh, yes, I do.
And
yes.
Like, I'm excited just to see all you guys shine. I'll just sit back with my feet kicked up and let you guys have fun.
All right, awesome. Well, yeah. I'm excited to have with me in the studio, along with Pastor John, I have Mama Goose and Papa Goose. And these are some talented individuals, all right? And just as John said, they are colorful because they are the complete package. They live what they have dreamt of doing, and they do what they enjoy, and they're making a huge difference in the world. And so happy to have them here. And on this radio show, what we're trying to tell all of you out there listening is that college can come true. Many people see it as a pie in the sky dream. Mm. Oh, I could never do that. I don't have enough money. I'm not smart enough. I don't have a good GPA. It wouldn't work for me. But that's not true. If you have in your heart a desire to do something that requires a college degree, do not let any of those thoughts hold you back. Mm. You need to pursue with passion that which you feel called to do. And having a sense of destiny, of purpose and meaning in life that you were created for, that's the stuff.
Yeah.
So today, we have a great, in addition to the doctor that was just here, who also just radiates joy when he talks about what he does,
mm-hmm.
we have Mama Goose and Papa Goose.
Heck yeah. You
all can start us off, if you don't mind, just telling us, what advice would you give someone who's interested in going to college?
Yes, so we're living in a society where college education is almost becoming a requirement.
Hmm. Yeah.
It's like you may actually need a college degree to work in a fast food system, which is very automated, and
mm-hmm.
there's so much complexity involved in the whole process of food process and delivery. So one thing I found out is that I would highly encourage anybody who's interested in college to just set your mind for college. Set a goal mentally, then write it down that after high school, you will go straight to college, that you're not going to necessarily get distracted by a job with somebody who's going to offer you an extra dollar an hour more during whatever the current pay is so that they can discourage you not to go. And I remember my first experience working in fast food, they were actually going to give me a pay raise. So that way I wouldn't be encouraged to go to college. They want me to stay because they recognize the talents that they have. But you have to have your mindset to go to college.
Right. You got to follow through. If you don't make a plan and stick to it, others will make plans for you and try to get you to stick to their plan. So important that we have that clear in our mind. And I mean, I hear a lot of pushback. Sometimes people say, well, you know, people go to college, but then they don't really do what they studied. And so, therefore, somehow college was a waste. But I'm here to say today, the the four of us actually are actually very good examples of how that's not true. I studied to be a teacher. Mama Goose, you studied to be a teacher, right? Your bachelor's is in teaching or?
Theater arts.
Theater arts? I love it. Which you were able to take to the teaching land.
Ah,
that's right.
The plot thickens.
Yeah. Yeah. So very interesting. You studied theater arts, but I'm pretty sure theater arts did help you become the awesome teacher you were. Did it make an impact?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And a question I have, I guess, for you two, the Mama and Papa Goose, I think Dr. J was telling me about another thing we all share. You guys are authors. Tell us more about that.
Yes.
They're both authors, and they both have done so much. Yes, but they started out as electrical engineering, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
A major in that, and theater arts, who also then became a teacher, who that's is good. Now an author and speaker, and they are performers. I mean, goodness, it just goes on and on. But one thing leads to another. But answer back his question. What? Say that again, Pastor John?
Tell us more about the books that you've authored and kind of it seems like the persona that is Mama and Papa Goose, like, explain more to us.
Sure. When we went back to graduate school in 2004, that's when we began to write more. I mean, from my standpoint, I started doing research, and I would take 20-page of what we call the IEEE journals, and I would summarize it down to like either a page or two. And Mama Goose started writing a lot more as well with her research. So we started getting into a habit of writing, which turned into her first published book, which is in 2006. And it was more of a how-to book, but it was the beginning of her journey, especially with the dissertation that was like 400 pages long for her and defending the dissertation and all the writing that is associated with it. So we developed a habit of being able to just write and be able to create. And Mama Goose is her niche area of writing is like fantasy, fiction, and so forth. So all of that, she just utilize her creativity just to be able to do so. So in a manuscript form, she has written over 6,000 manuscripts of children's.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
But out of that, maybe like 72 of those books are published and available.
That's pretty
on
amazing
Amazon.
As well. It's like,
that's
only 72 of them. No
just
big
72.
Deal. We wanted to do 1,374, but we only got 72 out.
We're slacking. Not.
Yeah. And that's, I think it's especially interesting that the fiction side of it, like being able to write the creative stuff, because that's the big problem that I face even in producing my book, is like I can pretty much just tell it how I saw it. Beyond that, you're on your own. Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
Well, and the art too.
And I wanted to add that first of all, I give God all the credit because, after I was telling Dr. J that after I'd gotten my dissertation, you know, even that, you know, being in that group of people where we had superintendents, principals, and I think two teachers, and I was, the one least likely, you know, to succeed. I talked to the Lord, and the Lord assured me, you know, you don't worry. You're going to get that PhD. Do not worry about that. And lo and behold, you know, it became a reality. And then after that, I said, well, Lord, I do not know what you're going to do with my life. And so I just had faith in him and just waited for three dormant years, you know, just going teaching, but like, what's going to happen, you know, with this degree? I've got it. What do I do with it now? And then that is when God began to do his work, you know, to change, you know, the way I dress, you know, to change the name, you know, and having the official, you know, getting my name officially changed to Mama Goose. And then, you know, the clothes that began to come with it. And then, you know, then the writing of the books. And it was all about how to inspire children to fall in love with reading.
We got all that and more after this break. This show brought to you by Tucson International Academy, and we'll be right back.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
Brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I am, for only one more segment, so enjoy it, Pastor John McClain, here with my favorite doctor, Dr. J, in
Woo-hoo!
The house. Yeah, absolutely. And we're having too much fun, I would say, but we have Mama and Papa Goose here, and they're bringing inspiration. I mean, I guess that's what this show does, but I'm going to turn it back over to Dr. J for her to kind of bring the inspiration out of them.
You bet. Well, again, a pleasure having you guys here on the show. And I know that both of you are the first in your families to go to college. And in the college world, they call it the first generation to go to college, because often when one goes to college in a family, others will follow and they will go to college, because college is like a mystery to people who've never been and don't know anyone who's been to college. Everyone thinks it's so hard. It's impossible. It's like this. You have to be a certain way. Not true. How did you guys both, you know, be that one in your family that was first to go?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll start. In listening to my husband, you know, tell his story about how he went to college and my story, you know, we have so many similarities, mm-hmm. you know, and some things that are different. You know, with me, I must admit that I was not going to go to college. You know, I had a dream of becoming the first black female country and western singer.
Yes.
That was my goal.
Yes.
And how I knew my family lived in poverty, and that was going to be my ticket to get out of poverty. But I did not have the connections. All I had was faith in God that somehow God was going to, you know, make this become a reality. And then in 12th grade, I had a teacher, and she said, "No, you are going to go to college." And I said, "Wow, I am." And so she put me in her car. She drove me there. She admitted me. I had a music scholarship. She did everything.
Wow.
So it was by a thin thread that I even got to college. Mm. And my counselor, she was saying, "Well, you go to technical school. You don't have what it takes to go to college." But my teacher, the teacher that I was her assistant, she said, "No, you are going to go to college." She never questioned whether I could do it or not, mm-hmm. but took me there. And that is how I got to college. And if it were not for the grace of God, you know, I would not be sitting here today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and of course, you know, Prairie View A&M University, you know, which is an HBCU in Texas, you know, that is my alma mater.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, having that teacher make that big difference in your life by believing in you and seeing something in you and being able to persuade you to take that risk, to take that step, to get in the car and to go to the admissions office. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Papa Goose?
Yes, so my experience is also with a teacher. My fifth grade teacher inspired me and literally said, "You are smart." And that the me and that word smart was never associated until that point. And so it took me about 3 or 4 years to prove her right. That's when one day I went to my dad and said, "Hey, Dad, for this eighth grade end of the year award ceremony, they're actually wanting me to wear nice clothes to receive these awards." So I was awarded like 4 certificates for the most outstanding students in 4 of the 6 subjects.
Mm.
And my dad said, "What?" Because he did not realize. I mean, I had that inspiration by my teacher. And then I had a, I just carried on, actually, right on into high school. And next thing you know, I also received a full scholarship to go to school for engineering.
Yes.
And I was just thankful of teachers that are in our lives that make a difference to be able to do that. And at Tucson International Academy, it's college preparatory. It's gearing you towards college. Mm-hmm. So it's like you can't help but succeed.
Right.
Because you're around success-minded people. And I'm thankful that Dr. J is presiding and helping this to become true for all of her graduates.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We see it all the time. People come to our school, and sometimes I wonder, why did they come? Because, you know, they complain a lot or something happens, and I think, why bother? What's the point? Mm-hmm. And the thing that always brings me right back is remembering this one parent with total sincerity in her face said, "We bring our kids here, Jennifer. You don't get it. We bring them here because we didn't go to college, and we want our kids to go, but we don't know how to get them there." And they said, "And you got a lot of degrees. We thought you could help." That's all she needed to say, I thought. Mm. Okay. Mm. So I was feeling a little frustrated, like, I'm not sure I'm doing a good job with these schools. Then I got a new purpose by this parent. And it wasn't just that parent. She was speaking on behalf of, like, apparently a majority of the parents. And now we're full. We have 4 schools. We have 100% of our graduates get accepted to college every year.
Woo-hoo!
And we have a few that are graduating now from their 4-year universities, and they can graduate also 2-year programs. They can do certificate programs. So many options, right? But you just have to take that step. You have to be open to listening to somebody, because if you didn't listen to your teachers, where would you be?
That's right. I mean, absolutely.
Not where you're at now.
No.
And then how have you progressed? Like last week we were talking about mentorship. Has there been a few mentors in your life professionally? Like,
look,
how did you get into publishing?
You're ready. You're on fire.
Yeah.
Now. Okay.
Well, this is my passion.
We're looking at one.
That's correct. Nobody actually make it to a certain journey in life without mentorship and coaching.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had a mentor who really changed us to put our whole position in proper perspective. I mean, just a few years out of college, we working as an engineer, as a school teacher, we're making decent income. But for whatever reason, we could not save any money.
Mm.
So he was a Sunday school teacher. But he was also, one thing we did not realize, he lived such an humble life. He was a multimillionaire, but we just didn't know it. Because we didn't see it in his watch or the car that he drove.
Mm-hmm.
But he would always say, "Oh, yeah, I bought that car cash for $7,000 at an auction." And I'm like, buy a car cash? That's an interesting concept.
Never heard that.
Yeah, I never heard of that before. Yeah. I'm used to paying $400-$500 a month for a new car.
Yeah.
But what he taught us was, the first thing he said was, "Hey, I'm interested." And he'd say, "Hey, here's a budget sheet. I want you to fill it out and bring it back next Sunday, and we'll talk about it." Well, by the time I made it to that next Sunday, I figured out my own issues. I had 4 vehicles. You know, I had one for her, one for me, one a classic that I was upgrading. Then the fourth one was a backup vehicle just in case both of our vehicles were in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
So right then and there, I'm like, I'm just way out of balance financially.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say within 6 months, we got rid of all 3 vehicles and we had 1 vehicle and we coordinated our drive to work. I drop her off in the morning. I go to work and just come back and pick her up. And sure enough, we were able to save a lot of our money.
I'm guessing probably a more enriching life, too, because you're spending more time together and there's more. You're prioritizing things different than...
And he's been our mentor for this long. Anytime I needed something, if I didn't understand something, because he was a owner of his own real estate. Actually, his wife ran the brokerage side of the real estate, but he was into real estate investing and the mortgage. He was a mortgage banker. So he was able to see, like, he understood contracts. He understood just business, how business functioned.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so he was able to mentor us in a lot of the interests that we've had. So we would go talk to him first before we actually venture off into any business.
Yeah, so again, I mean, the theme continues. Mentorship, listen to others. They can see things you can't see about yourself. Like, they could see that you were smart. They could see that you had what it takes to be whatever you wanted to be, really. And it's a determination. It's a self-worth. And sometimes we all need help having someone call that out of us. So... yeah, what's something else, a life lesson you learned in college? I mean, you got book smart. That's good.
Well, before we have them answer that, I want to take down the fourth wall for you. And how do you guys know each other?
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, J.T. Fox seminar that we went to, what, 2 or 3 years? No, it was more than that ago. How many years was that?
So what was interesting is that we both had a booth right next to each other.
Yes.
And I think that was a divine.
Meant to be.
So we're saying hi to each other through this whole event, and all of a sudden we exchange business cards, and here we are.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
There's an instant synergy.
Yes.
And I imagine you guys have spoke at TIA and done things with them over the time since.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is, I mean, one of my favorite things about Dr. J and Tucson International Academy is, like, how creative she is and how she thinks of bringing in groups like your guys and other type of groups that your traditional school wouldn't even consider, you know, isn't kind of on the top of their brain. I'm guessing you guys do speak at other schools, but I've seen so many amazing groups that Dr. J brings in. So what has your experience been at speaking at TIA?
Oh, it's been wonderful. I mean, Dr. J is a visionary. I mean, she's already collaborated with us, and she already has a child, one of the students in her school that is a children's book author.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
thanks to you
there's
guys.
There's so many talented students there. We would read their story and go, "Wow, this right here needs to be attached with a really one of our top
illustrators." Book number 73.
Yes, right there. Yeah. It's like this right here needs to be a book.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're collaborating now, and we're expecting to bring on two additional children's book authors in 2022. So we're seeking out. We're running a contest this year to be able to find those two.
Nice.
And we have grown to love and respect, you know, Dr. J and her husband and her entire staff so much. And for me personally, you know, she is as close to me, you know, as a sister. And I call her that. And whenever I have something to ask or share, you know, I call her, text her, you know, and that is the kind of relationship that, you know, I mean, that's not very many people that I can say that about, that, you know, that I truly, you know, for a woman, you know, trust her with my life. I see how she interacts with her students, with the staff. Just never seen someone just give so much, you know, of themselves. And she exhausts me. It's like, wow, she just gives so much, and that energy. And you know that smile and that. And it's like, does she ever get down? I mean, we always see her up. And you too, you know. Yeah. So I see why you two connect so well. But just to know somebody like her.
Oh,
that,
likewise.
You know, I mean, like, we are already talking about what we're going to do in the future, Lord willing, that we live, and if it be as well, just the things that we, you know, have in motion to benefit children, you know, because it's all about the children and how to better the next generation.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you would like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KBOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.